Blog Talk Radio.
Until there are no longer first class
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Unmute. Hey, what's happening, you guys? This is Antichrist 73. Can you hear me, Mr. Glenn? My man, Dalex. Might seem to cut out. All right, cool. All right, well, we're on. Welcome to Third Rail Radio. And as usual, like to point out that Org9, another friend of ours who I don't think is in the chat room, but maybe will be later, named us. I'll say that for a while. Got to give due or due respect. So psyched to be back on the air. And, wow, thanks for showing up to hear Dalek and I shoot the shit with you guys. And three vows in a row. Don't distract me. And I just got back from vacation from South Beach. And the night I got on vacation, I'd like to relay a little anecdote about the Twitterverse and the real world colliding. I figured out quickly that trying to tell friends who don't get down with the Twitter or the internet very much, trying to explain to them what it's like on Twitter, it's kind of like trying to relay a dream. You know, it's very abstract, a little surreal, nothing quite makes sense. You know, it's an assimilation that I have yet to master and may never try to master because I think my friends, we were out fishing for a few days and they continued to look at me as if I was delusional. But anyway, moving on, it's great to be back. Got mad love for all you guys. Tonight, Dalek and I, and whoever wants to call in, and I encourage people to call in. You know, I'm a neurotic mess, but if I can get up here and talk, then anybody can. There's a lot of interesting things to discuss. Let's start with a little lighthearted. Maybe it's not that lighthearted. I've been gone. I came back, and all of a sudden, this JoJo Camp fellow has been threatening lawsuits against a group of maniacal, malicious, vicious terrorists, I guess. I don't know who did the poster with the Hostage 66. I don't know if that came from his mind. I highly doubt it. But whoever did that poster, it's pretty fucking awesome. So that's a nice little bit of memorabilia for down the road. Rebel is being sued by the Moon as well as JoJo Camp. I forget who I said. I will take bets. I'll bet $1,000 that dude doesn't bring shit. You know, it's interesting. You know, if you come at somebody like that and you don't have a mask and you can tell them who you are and so on and so forth, it freaks them the fuck out. I don't think Mr. Camp has the mental faculties to make the adjustment. To make the adjustment, you know, from what he anticipates to a curveball, and I did invite JoJo to call in for a tete-a-tete, a mano-de-mano. I'm a civil debater, and He's probably not listening, but if somebody get word, he's welcome to call in. Porno Puppy, yeah, my lawyer is still laughing so hard. And not that I needed one for anything, but, you know, it's my point is that JoJo, this guy, is clearly delusional. I don't think anything's going to come of it. But what really, really cracks me up the most about the whole sort of labeling of Russell League and their affiliates as terrorists is, honestly, some of them are the nicest people I've come across, and so it just cracks me up. And sorry to blow your cover there, fellas, but that's the truth.
Yeah, it is, definitely. I mean, these guys are pretty awesome. I mean, CMI Rebel helped us, like, for the whole radio show, and they love it up here, and it's awesome.
No, you're 100% true, man. Like, it's interesting to see the contrast between perception and reality. And on that, I don't think JoJo has any respect for himself, Greb, so you're all right. And that's actually just, you know, the perception and sort of the illusion that can be created, on different scales, from this idiot up to what's going on in Ukraine. The difference between what is shown to us, what's put forth, and the reality, it can be extremely confusing. Who do you believe these days? I mean, obviously there are people, or news organizations, media outlets, bloggers, whatever the hell you want to call them, who are simply not credible. Then you have your other outlets that have an obvious bias or slant, like Russia Today. And so we're left to sort of dig through the crates and figure out what is actually going on the ground. I think one tie that binds a lot of us here is an adherence to the right to express ourselves without the threat of getting knocked on the head, either literally or figuratively. And so to figure these things out and kind of disseminate information that isn't either misleading or isn't slanted one way or another, it's difficult. It's a difficult riddle to decipher. I know there's a lot of talk in regards to the Ukraine thing about a video that Euromaiden put out that was pretty clearly Western, it was Western propaganda all the way. It went viral and, is being kind of used as the example of the type of propaganda films that can be put together and made to look like they're grassroots pleas from, sort of the groups that we as Americans typically tend to sympathize with. Another really interesting video I came across that was put out on a pretty hardcore Black Bloc channel, and it featured Jay-Z, No God, I think, or God in the Wild. I posted it early. and Glenn and Rebel are killing me. And I posted earlier on my timeline, and it is so polished, and it's so well done that it's hard not to kind of get the adrenaline flowing. You know, the shots of guys dressed in black hurling Molotov cocktails to the base of Jay-Z and Kanye. It's really pretty powerful, and it actually struck me as much more effective propaganda than that little plum from the other video. I'll post it on my Twitter again if you want to check it out. But it's a great example of the type of media propaganda that can be leveraged against us to kind of sway our opinion. What strikes me about this case is that Kerry, Obama et al., they can't even, like, they're stuck on this script that they've been stuck on since we went into Iraq and Iran. And the fact that they can't even come up with a new script and some new lies, that in itself is a cause for concern. It shows a real lack of creativity in the old administration.
Here's the funny part. I've always really thought about it. It was like when Kerry actually said, that if you invade another country for no apparent reason or lying about to get into another country, that's not really acceptable. But like to Iraq and Afghanistan and also in Vietnam, because guess what? The Gulf of Tonkin incident was publicly shown that it was a huge lie. So, I mean, it's just absolutely so much of a hypocrisy. It's insane.
The quote you're talking about with when Kerry got up there, and I think pretty close to the words used were, we won't stand by and watch another foreign nation use a false to invade another sovereign country. And man, you got it, Dalek. I was like, no. I laughed out loud. Also, what is up with Kerry, man? They got him on, like, steroids or prednisone or Wellbutrin. They got him on some shit, man. His face is all wide, and, he looks different, you know. He can barely string together, you know, cohesive sentences. They got that man all looped up, not that he wasn't looped enough. And it is. Canadian Glenn just made a very – it is. It's imperialism. I do worry about sort of just rehashing the same old song and dance. It's interesting. I think I figured out what guys like, you know, what – soothsayers or prognosticators Baruch Casey or Nostradamus even, what I think I figured out their trick. I think they read. I think that was their big trick, was that they read history. And, of course, at that time, to get a hold of a history book was a big deal. But once you got a hold of one, and read it and said, oh boy, the same thing is about to happen again, and get in the favor of a king or, you know, a royal court, then they'll give you all the books you want and you can read and you can prognosticate all you want about the future because nobody else reads. So if you go, you know, just 1863, the first war, the first, what, you know, called the first Crimean War, which essentially was another Russian, a different Russia, but another Russian power move against another flailing and sort of sinking empire, the Ottoman Empire. You know, Putin's doing the same thing in the same location. He sees the EU is teetering. He absolutely, you know, bitch slapped Obama on Syria. Obama has no tactical move in this situation again. You know, so Putin does what men who crave world domination do. He moves his appropriate pieces into the open spaces and waits for the race and waits for the reaction. He's really quite, I wouldn't say a brilliant strategist, but he is definitely a student of war. And you know, if I was to prognosticate or speculate, keep your eye on Turkey, man. Keep your eye on Erdogan. You know, and I don't mean keep your eye on them jumping on our side. Keep your eye on Turkey jumping. It is all IMF first brick. That's exactly what it is, Glenn. And Turkey's going to jump right in on that on the brick side. This time, Erdogan has been making all the sort of preliminary preparations, you know, to clamp down, not unlike he's done before, and not unlike what's happening in Egypt right now. Damn it, Rebel, you always make me chuckle. Trying to be serious. But anyway, so keep your eye on Turkey. Could be a hot spot. I think it's already starting to develop. You know, I think Erdogan is really fucking, he's ready to thumb his nose at Western imperialism. And going quickly to what, yes, if you can call, we can definitely talk about that. 100%. I know Turkey is a NATO member, but you know, we can always talk about Jews. I know it's interesting. I know Turkey is a NATO member. I want everybody to call in. Let's set a record for how many people we can get on the phone. I mean, that's what this is all about. So Dalek, if people call in, put them on, man. Rapid fire. But yeah,
all
Turkey
right.
Is a,
let's do it.
Let's do it. Turkey is a NATO member. In the last little prognostication, but just keep your eye. I think they're ready to make a move over to the BRICS side. I mean, how many times can the IMF, you know, the central banks, the UN, you know, the CFR, et cetera, how many times can they, you know, put the same play into motion and expect the same results? Like, I think the gig is up. The grift has run its course. And if you start to see fragmentation of NATO from countries like Turkey, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it, then all this sort of like, you know, doom and gloom talk about the collapse of the dollar, et cetera, well, then that will be right around the corner.
You know why black people don't like Turkey?
Why is that, sir?
Because it's not fried chicken. You know what's wrong with the world today? Arabs, niggers, Jews.
Sir, I agree. I agree 100% and wholehearted, 2 out of 3.
So you must be one of them there Jewish fellas, huh?
I'm black. not Jewish. Black. Black.
Well, guess what?
With blonde hair.
I just happen to have a plantation with all kinds of cotton on it, and boy, do I have a job opening for...
How much do I have to pay to work there?
Actually, I get the for you, and you work for free.
Come on.
Well, that's fun.
Sign me up. Sign me up. So, Rep, so you're not sweating this lawsuit, are you?
Lawsuit? Is someone going to sue me with an Excel sheet?
Dude, yes. I think that's the plan. Somebody put up a few minutes. Somebody put up a hilarious log. I don't know where it's from, but it's essentially JoJo's schedule for like the past 4 weeks, man, or not these past 4 weeks, but some 4 week period, and it. It's pretty funny. People should take a gander at it. So why? What the hell? Why does? I mean, he's retarded. But why? Like, why? I don't understand this. Can you elucidate for me why people can't just like click a close button or? I don't get that, Rebel. Help me with that.
First of all, Joseph Camp. Is not retarded. That is slanderous, and that will get you on the list to be sued. He is not retarded. That is not the politically correct term. He has Asperger syndrome. Please correct that before you end up on a lawsuit.
Well, I'm legally retarded, so effectively I'm allowed to call him retarded. My lawyer said.
Well, if your lawyer said, then you're good to go.
I'm good to go, right? I mean, my lawyer's a Jew. He knows.
I'm not kidding. I am dead serious when I say this. I called my lawyer, and I go, he goes, hey, what's going on? And I go, I'm being sued. And he goes, let me guess, someone on the internet. And I said, that is, he goes, what do you do on there? And I shit you not, I go, I'm an internet superhero. I do superhero things. And he laughed for probably a good 15 seconds.
Dude, is your lawyer Jewish?
I have a very Italian lawyer.
Aha. A good pick, sir. A good pick. Yeah, Schmooze Pastebin, if you haven't read it, it's really well written and to the point. Check it out. It's over quite a few of our timelines, but it is really well written. It's right to the point. So respect to Schmoop on that. I thought that was fucking money. I called not my actual attorney, but a friend of mine who's a pretty high powered attorney, and just kind of said, listen, you know, there's these couple of people who are hassling some of my friends and stuff. I just want to know, is there any leverage for any of these claims? I gave him a couple names. He Googled. He called back. He was laughing so hysterically. I don't know. I'm sure you guys have seen. There's the Pastebin. Nice. Yeah, that is a well penned little retort to Mr. Camp's retardees.
You know what? I will say this right now. Schmoop is an excellent person. I've always really liked his writing on the Pastebin. I think he should be like a journalist on some sort of more high publication news instead of like just being around the Pastebin thing. I think he's a really good writer. I really do respect his values and ideals and actually his own perspective.
Dalek, you know that he's Glenn Greenwald, right?
Oh, wow. Such wow.
But no, I agree. Fucking dude hits it on point. But
let's put it this way: anyone who's that he may actually file that, and they may actually be docked on that list. Let me put it into easy terms for you to understand. The basic cost for him to file that lawsuit and then actually subpoena Twitter or subpoena Gmail, Yahoo Mail, whatever mail these people are using for their Twitter accounts, to actually identify any of those people on that list is comical. And I've seen his GoFundMe page, and he's asking for $10,000 to be donated so he can pursue this filing. I will tell you this. Even with a mediocre lawyer, it's going to cost him probably twice that. Just get it filed and get subpoenas out. And then on top of that, he's going to shit his pants when these companies can voluntarily, protected under corporate law, say, no, we're not going to do that. And the courts can't do anything about it. So, he might be able to do that for 10 grand. Anyone that's on the, there is a Twitter handle that isn't doxed, it's going to be virtually impossible.
I mean, you hit the nail on the head, man, and I love it the way you bring it back to, like, sanity, because, yeah, from a fiduciary standpoint, you got to fucking we pay up for your lawyer, and you're going to try to subpoena, like, 5 or 6 large media companies. Good luck.
If it was a criminal filing, actually the companies would be, you wouldn't have to pay to go out to the companies, and the companies would have nothing to do with it, or nothing to say about it. They would have to comply. Because it is a civil filing, if he did file it, there's no way he's going to get anything out of it. They're not going to give him any information. I mean, if Gmail is fighting the NSA about information like that,
exactly.
I don't think he's going to get it.
It's sort of,
you know what, I'm going to say this real quick. I bet you Joseph A. Camp is actually charging for assault because of his own massive butthurt.
Well, I hate to be the one to tell him this, but you can't sue a tour node. True that. He's got another, he's got another account up. It's like, I don't know, it's got some queer name. But he's committing felonies, or at least he's talking about felonious behavior on this other account that he claims he's actively pursuing with forethought and malice, I might add, while at the same time trying to sue a group of people for the same thing. My man is fucking confused. Like, really, really confused.
Well,
and
his first problem was getting legal advice from Stu Basco. Now, I hate to break, because Stu Basco is pretty much the only type of legal representation that he has. And he's getting the information from her, which is golden for us, because she is a copyright lawyer, legally a copyright lawyer. That's about it.
Dude, she looks over fucking, like, one-page contracts for fifth-rate entertainers who sing at fucking weddings. She's a fucking fallacy.
And then on the other hand, I have a corporate lawyer. And I've said this before, and I'm not saying this to be a dick, probably paid my lawyer more in the last 12 months running than she's made in the last 5 years combined.
I think that's most likely an accurate assessment. And not to mention, like, how do you get this far twice when you're an entertainment lawyer? Yeah, I know. We won't waste any more time on basketball. But that's something to ponder, like the incompetence that it takes to only be reading over, like, literally 1.5 page at the most contracts, you know, for wedding singers, and to get disbarred or to be investigated. I know she did lose her right to practice law twice. You know, in Basco, if you're listening, you know, free speech, right? That's what you were doing during the 60s. Too much brown acid, too. You know, so, yeah, it's a shame. And I tell you why it's a shame and why it does require a little bit of talk time is because, you know, there it goes back to the satire and how satire pushes culture forward. And, you know, and if you don't get the joke, you don't fucking sue and attack. You know what? You just move on to a simpler joke. Pro tip there, life lesson for free.
In all reality, if the stories I've heard are true, I feel bad for him. He's had a bad childhood. He's had a bad uprising, which would explain his social disorders, and in that understanding, I feel bad for him. He's the best way to put this is he's calling for people that are slandering and harassing him, who are holding him back from his American hostage campaign of clearing his name of any wrongdoing. And unfortunately for him, he can't afford the right legal way to go about it. And to tell you the God's honest truth, it's a lose-lose for him. It's a way to try to intimidate people. If he were to actually file it and be able to pay for it, he'd be able to go after the people named. He would not be able to go after anyone that was not legally named. And I can tell you right now, Jay Lederman will run him off the road alone, by himself. You know, some of the other people on there are well enough equipped to run him off the road. He doesn't have any of my...
And he's, like, antagonizing Jay, you know. I remember when he first showed up on the scene, there were several people, even maybe, you know, within your crew who actually did kind of try to talk some sense into him. And it was just, like, the vitriol with which he responded to, like, these sincere sort of, you know, advisements. Man, it just, I'm with you, man. People have, you know, rough lives, and you know, that's always something to be considered, and those of you who know me know I'm actually pretty sensitive of a guy, but you got to know when to quit. You got to know when to quit, brother. JoJo, it's time for you to quit, homie. I think Glenn is going to be on the line. I know Dalek said he'll be right back. Rebel, what's going on in Syracuse sports? Is Jimmy Boeheim out of the Hooskow yet or what?
Jimmy needs to get his fucking shit together. They've lost four out of the last five games. They've dropped from first place to... After this coming Monday when the rankings come out, they're probably going to be about 11th or 12th. They lost again.
by tournament time, if they don't get their shit together, they're going to be about a 4th seed. They got a couple injuries. They got to get shit together. But they made it to the Final Four last year with a less talented team. It all depends on if their team starts gelling going into March. I'm watching with bated breath to see exactly how they're going to go into March. I'm praying they pull their shit together, but I mean, we'll see. There's a lot of good teams out there.
Well, I have a whole new excitement for March Madness this year. I might even go ahead and invest and get the ticket. So I am looking forward to that, Rebel. That's going to be a hoot. Yeah, man, March Madness is it's like my last little bastion of sport viewing enjoyment. I really do love fucking the Final Four all the way to one shining moment. You know it, baby.
That's right. Fucking love it.
UNLV, when they lost to Duke, Christian Laettner hit that fucking turnaround from the free throw line. I just about died, man. I mean, you talk about UNLV, what was that, like 1990-91? Dude, that team was stacked, dude. They had like 4 or 5-time felons on that joint.
Yeah, steroids too, bastards. Cheaters.
Hell yeah, man. They were a fun team to watch, though, man. Explosive. Dalek, are you back with us?
Yes, I am. Sorry, it was just
all good, brother. Is Glenn on the line? Bring Glenn on.
Yes, he is, actually.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm a little surprised Rebel hasn't demanded everybody go register yet in his pool, but I guess he's saving that for final thoughts. Sorry, man.
Hey,
blew it for you.
Guys, did you know that we have the Revolution Radio Bracket Challenge? It's live right now on ESPN. Go to the link. It's on my Twitter account. Register. The irony is the password for the group is Basco, all under case. Go register. Top 25 people get prizes. Selection Sunday is less than a week and a half away. And it's going to be good. We got 30 people in there right now. I think we're going to get 50, 60 people in there. So go sign up. Do it up. Going to be a blast. Niggers.
It really is going to be a blast. If you've never participated in a pool of the sort that Rebel has set up, it really is a fucking hoot, man. Bunny, if you win a cat, I will be so happy for you. And I do know that there are several cats being given away as prizes. They're feral cats. One of them might even be a lynx or a bobcat. We haven't identified it yet.
She thinks she's going to win my cat because I posted a picture of one of the shirts and my cat was laying on it, and she thinks she's going to win it. Unfortunately for her, Becalina, who's in the chat right now, probably is not going to let that happen. And I have a long-standing agreement with Meeps that if anything ever happens to me, that cat is to be put into a box and FedEx straight to her house in Canada.
Oh, she wants Watson?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Who doesn't want Watson?
Who doesn't want Watson, exactly. So, Glenn, what's going
yes.
on in your neck of the woods? What sort of temperature are we looking at?
Temperature? Right now, it's probably about minus 18 to minus 20 Celsius, so that's like minus 4 to minus 6 Fahrenheit. But it's warming up.
Thank God I didn't have to do that math.
It's cold enough to freeze the milk bags, huh?
Dude,
oh,
no.
It's negative 12.6 in Vermont right now.
Everyone bring your milk bags inside tonight, eh?
Eh?
Go real quick.
Alex, speak, brother.
Okay, so I think this is, like, the coolest patch so far for me, because I am, like, it's around, like, in the middle of the day, like, 68 degrees. It's something. I'm a little nice little patch.
That is in the mountains, in the Misty Mountains. That is beautiful, man.
You're in Colorado. I mean, in, like, the mountains of Colorado. It's amazing. It's a little patch of heaven.
Yeah, it is. It is a little slice of heaven. I almost
Y'all niggas need to move to some fucking warmer climates. Glenn's up in Canada. People in Vermont, Colorado, New York. What the fuck is wrong with us? Someone call in from Florida while they're outside in shorts and a t-shirt smoking a cigarette and talk to us. Honestly, for fuck's sake.
And Papa's in the North Pole, man. Good Lord have mercy, I had no idea how far North Canada went. Good God. Sometimes
As much as I'll say is I'm further north than Puppy. So.
Oh God. That's north. Like I'm north. I'm 40 miles south of Montreal and I thought I was north, man. I checked out where these two Canadian cats live. I would not fuck with them, man. You can get through an 11-month winter. You're tough, and you're tough. That's it. That's all there is to it. Not to mention all the fracking gas. Just kidding. Glenn, I am interested. I'm always interested in what you have to say, but I am interested in your – I mean, I think you pretty much hit the – proverbial nail on the head with the kind of the whole IMF, you know, Euro Central Bank game plan being activated. It's in full effect now, and yet Putin, I think, has stymied them again. What do you see in this developing situation?
Well, I hope everybody saw, it was a couple days ago now, where the evidence came out that everybody's friend and defender of freedom on the Internet, Pierre Omidyar, has been financing, shall we say, right-wing capitalist groups in Ukraine with the U.S. government for 5 years.
That nigger.
So, you know? I mean, they like to say, oh, look at this revolution. It came out of nowhere. The people are so pissed off. Well, they've been dumping money in there for 5 years.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you know, you got the Europeans. Europeans and the Americans want their corporations in Ukraine. That's a new market. I mean, they broke Greece. They broke Crete. They broke Ireland. They broke Spain. We need somebody fresh. Whose money can we steal? Hey, let's go there, you know? And, you know, the IMF. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, eh?
You know what, Glenn? This whole thing with the Ukrainians popped up and the Russians and the fighting and the guns and the bear riding and all this stuff. Now... this is my, you know, you ever have one of those things in your life where, you know, something's happening and then all of a sudden you have a flashback to your past of something relating to that and there's a funny story? When I hear Ukraine every time on the TV, I think of when I went to high school, we had this section of town that were all Ukrainian people. They were all Ukrainian immigrants, like fresh off the boat. And they went to my high school and I went to the same classes as these kids. And they all hung together, they all wore black, and they all drove BMWs, okay? They were the biggest assholes in the world. They hung together and they talk like this, and you are imagine scum, you're not good as us, we have money, you do not. We have nice house, we have nice car. You know, so when I hear Ukrainian, Ukraine or anything Ukrainian, I'm thinking I'm wanting Putin to ride his bear in there and start shooting some people.
Well, the thing is, you just proved that the language or where they're from doesn't really matter. I mean, if these people were over in the States when you were going to high school, they weren't exactly the working stiffs, you know? They're rich families that got the fuck out when the getting was good and came to the States. So, I mean, they were just privileged, snotty white kids. So they're just like privileged, snotty white kids from anywhere else, just that they spoke Ukrainian, that's all, you know?
Glenn drops I mean, off with regularity. And it is true. You make a good point. Clearly, that was like the elites clearing out, right, before whatever stomp. What that must well, not. I get so nervous about dodging information, but that I mean that must have been right around, right after the Berlin Wall fell and when fucking there was the huge move to the current oligarchy that is. The old Mother Russia and current Soviet Union, you know, and if you weren't connected, you had to go if you wanted to hold on to any wealth. You know, but your point doesn't go over my head about the fact, you know, that I think there is something about, you know, the color of the skin that makes a situation like Ukraine so co-optable by interests in the United States or Europe or whatever, you know, because they can you know show flashes of scenes of people who look like us essentially, you know, rebelling against the quote-unquote oppressors. So, you know, we, as a culture, we relate, you know, to that with, you know, with more ease than we do when we see, let's say, South American gold miners getting mowed down by Gatling guns.
Well, yeah, it's a product like anything else. I mean.
Right.
You know, everything on TV is a fucking product, and that's the truth of it. News stories are products. There's a point to them. It's not just information. That's too easy. You know, there's no money in that.
Right, exactly. So. It's all editorializing and puffing chest and so on and so forth.
I hope they die, and I hope they burn in hell.
I think we're all burning in hell at this point. And at least the company will be good.
Someday, as we live in the greatest country in the world, sorry, Glenn, I'm going to be able to sit in my living room, watch TV, eat my ice cream out of the quart with an oversized spoon, and when I know that there's someone out there that pisses me off, I'm going to be able to look over one-handed on my laptop, punch in a couple numbers, and drone strike them.
Hell yeah.
Drone strike them to hell.
God bless Merck.
And then you know what
Merck.
I'm going to do? I'm gonna tab over and have a drone deliver me a pizza.
There you go.
This is the world that we live in, folks. It's going to happen. Welcome to the 21st century. Greatest country in the world. The only thing that's good about Canada is hockey and milk bags and great Revolution Radio.
Yeah. Well, I just looked up and all. You know, time flies when you're having fun. We have 5 minutes remaining, so we'll definitely do a little overtime if anybody wants to hang out. So call in 646-929-1480. A lot of lulls to be had in the overtime. So give a call in. Also, Rebel, I did want to report that I did make an attempt to live stream. I couldn't get up to solid gold or pure platinum, which are preferred strip clubs when I'm in South Florida. But I did walk over to a sort of skeezy joint called the Madonna. and I was trying to leave an old droid there that I had hooked up with an IP cam, and I got busted so fast. And not only did they kick me out, they took my old droid. So I gave it a shot, man. I gave it a shot. I was lucky I wasn't arrested, to be honest, because they knew I was up to no good. So quick pro tip, if you're in a strip club, don't pull out a cell phone. Your ass will get handed out the door with the quickness. With the quickness. So for all you ladies who are at the strip club, no cell phone. That's my report on that live streaming.
And no sex in the champagne room.
What? I didn't get that.
If the camera's on.
Exactly.
You know, actually, this sounds like a Basco case because, you know, you're filming the girls without their permission. It sounds like a copyright issue.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, is that against the law?
Oh, shit.
Is Becca still listening? I don't record anything, honey. I have no idea what these guys are talking about. I swear to God that it's one of those air fresheners that shoots out the spray every 5 minutes. It's on the wall above the bed. I swear to God. I don't know anything about anything. Red tube.
No, never, never.
And the little red light on it just means it's working. It doesn't mean anything else. Okay.
Yeah, the blinking red light means it's low on battery.
Exactly.
Time to replace a new air freshener. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's right.
Good save.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here, folks. Move on. Dalek, we have 2 minutes, man. I did want to mention a couple weeks ago, Dalek and I did a show with Adamo Freeman from Coplock. It was a really good show. And the very next day, or maybe the day after, my man Dalek started a Coplock chapter in the town in which he lives. And I, you know what? I give you so much props, Dalek. You know, it's that kind of sort of action and like no hesitation, just do it. You know, we need more of. So much respect to you, brother. And how's that going? Like, evolved at all?
Yes, it is. We're trying to, first of all, post out flyers yet. I'm not in, around the area so far, but right now at the moment. But when we do, we're going to ask MPRs and you guys get to see my docs. So thank you. You're welcome. So we have about 1 minute to the show left. Any final thoughts for everybody?
I'm doxing. My dox is available upon request. In fact, I was thinking about doing a whole show about myself, starting from the very beginning, moving through all my trials and tribulations, my sordid affairs and my triumphs. I may do that, Dalek. We may do that. We probably won't have high ratings because it's a pretty boring story. But I think that there's something difficult about fighting for transparency while at the same time keeping yourself a secret. And yet at the same time, I don't disparage anybody who does. They clearly have reasons to do so, and there are reasons to do so.
Yeah. I blame Danica Patrick myself.
All right, guys. See you later. Call into overtime real quick. Whatever. See you guys later. Bye.
Thanks, Alex.
And now we are in overtime.
Rebel, if you were Jewish, I'd hire you as my lawyer.
Oh, I don't do lawyer work. I hire the lawyers. Well, I've had a lawyer for a long time. I don't need to hire a lawyer, but. I let them do the work for me. It's just much easier. If you came to me and you needed legal assistance, I'd be like, my my best legal advice for you would be to send them an anonymous email saying, "Dear so and so, you're a nigger. Love so and so." Sent.
Can I do that right now?
Sure. Do it up.
Rebel and I are both entrepreneurs, or you know, independent business owners, or have been, you know. And in order to do that, you do need a lawyer, you know, pretty much on retainer all the time. So, yeah, I know where you're from. And honestly, when I was talking about, like, just making that inquiry earlier, you know, I was being my overprotective self and being like, yo, if this fucking bitch really tries to go after some of my friends, I'm going to fucking fuck her up. She is a complete and utter farce. You know, I think if she wasn't, then, something would have happened. So I certainly hope nobody in your crew is sweating this, man. And I don't think they are. So.
No. No one in my crew, who is a large part of that list, are sweating anything. If anything, they're waiting for, they're actually hoping that he actually tries to file it. And, if it for some reason actually goes through and he files it, the comedy will ensue when he, realizes that Sue Basco has been feeding him a line of bullshit, and it's going to cost him about $16,000 just to try to even get any of these companies to divulge any information. And when he loses that money and doesn't have any information, he may kill himself.
Dalek, how many people are in here right now?
We got about 4 callers, and we got another one, 605, you're also on.
650.
650, I'm sorry.
Ooh, it's a lady.
I just didn't want to sit here and listen to you guys and be like a creeper and you guys not know I'm here, you know?
It's Bunny. It's that
Bunny.
Damn Bunny. She's been trying to steal my fucking cat. I'm going to fucking sue you. I'm going to file a lawsuit in a goddamn Excel file. You're so fucked.
I mean,
you're going to be in jail. You're going
to
be in jail. Right next to your fucking husband. You're in deep shit, woman.
Hey, he's the one who said he wanted to come live with me. I mean, you know.
Who, JoJo?
No, the cat.
My cat spoke to you? Are you sniffing glue?
Your cat don't talk to you?
Is Watson the turncoat?
My cat goes, meow, 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 but he doesn't actually, like, say words.
I mean, you don't know what he's saying? Have you not read the book on how to talk to your cat?
I'm going to fucking prosecute you right into a jail cell next to your husband. You're fucked! You're fucked!
I will gladly go.
I'll prosecute. I'm filing a restraining order against my cat. He assaults me on a daily basis. He's 13. He's ornery, right? He's outlived three other pets, and this will be quick. But he yells, man. He yells like I'm in my little mud room right now, smoking my cigarettes. If I go in the main house, that cat will attack me. He will be like, he will yell like a feral, crazy, wild cougar.
Okay, and, so I don't mean to be a crazy cat lady, but they sell this thing called Feel Away. You can get it as a collar or as like a broom diffuser, and that will take care of your problem.
Yo, I tried to put him a bell on him once.
Yeah, that's not the answer.
he just about lacerated my spleen out of my midsection. Bunny and I have met in real life. We had an awesome time.
Some adventures. We did.
We did indeed. And Bun, you've gone through trials and tribulations, and your perseverance is commendable.
But did she swallow?
No comment? No.
I mean, there was a group of us, so it was like, you know, hard to tell what was going on, you know.
It was random times. It was good times. And Mayday, Chicago, we're going.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to be there for show, definitely.
Oh, wow, Mayday. Cool.
Yeah, in Chicago. Chicago's a fun-ass town, too.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
dude, I love Chicago. I've gone there so many times since I moved to Ohio.
I remember when you made that move to Ohio, girl, and I saw in the chat room you were like, ugh, Ohio. It is. It's a little drab up there.
Dude, Ohio is, first of all, where I grew up, there's like 30% white people. Here, it's like 79%. It's fucking ridiculous. There's way too many white people here.
I don't know why Rebel doesn't live here. We don't have any black people here in Vermont. I think we have one.
You got nothing but fucking meth labs up there.
We got crocodile labs, crocodile tear labs up here. No, I don't know why meth hasn't made it to Vermont, in all honesty.
That's not a bad thing.
No.
Yeah, it's
real,
not there. Uh-huh.
It's here, but it's definitely here, but the Oxycontin, the opiates, filled the vacuum, I guess, and everybody got all spun on those. But, yeah, Vermont is ripe for meth labs. Great spot. In case you're looking for an auxiliary income.
Oh, you know, I do need a second job, so.
I got an army of Smurfs ready to go.
I'm having enough trouble with one job. No, I'm good.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you there. What, Bunny, what's the temperature now?
Fucking cold as fuck.
Yeah.
It was like 22 today, which, I mean, is warm compared to what it's been, but it's just, I can't fucking do this shit. Like, it's been like 8 months of winter.
Yeah, this winter's been brutal. No snow cover and super, well, snow cover out in Ohio, but in Vermont we've had no snow cover. I was telling Glenn when I got back from Florida, I have a basement wall, a foundation wall that bowed, that buckled when we were gone, because the temperature fluctuations, we're having these things called frost quakes, and so pockets of water in the ground are freezing, thawing, moving, freezing, and causing quite a bit of havoc in the hills up here. So I have I have my north wall foundation excavated right now. I was kind of hoping that the house would collapse while I was on air, and then I would have like something like Barrett Brown, like, you know, like, wow, man, the dude's
things will happen when you're on air.
Exactly.
How have we not talked about Barrett Brown today? They dropped like 11 or yep. 12 of his
old news.
No, it's good news.
It is good news. You know, despite what personal affinity or dislike you have for Barrett, it's good news. I mean, and from a legalese standpoint, really, they should drop the charges, but they won't.
Well, this is the way I see it. It's fantastic news. I am very happy to see they drop the charges. Do I like Barrett Brown? No. Do I agree or disagree with what he did? I don't give a shit. Do I want to see Barrett Brown lying naked in a tub drinking wine high on heroin? Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Get that man out of prison as soon as...
and just ranting and raving about her.
too.
Jesus
much.
Christ. Her husband goes to jail and she's got a pocket vibrator. What? Put that thing away a little bit longer, not on the air. Fucking terrible.
Yo,
no self-control.
Rebel,
people have no self-control.
I see that vibration. He was like, oh, that's a Model C4 vibrator.
Actually, just my cell phone. My actual vibrator sounds like a lawnmower. You would know if you heard it.
Touché. Well done.
She has to pull start it.
I was about to say the same thing. You have to pull start that fucker. Ba-doom, ba-doom.
You know you're serious about masturbation when your dildo's got an exhaust pipe on it.
Okay, have you guys ever gone fucking 16 months without sex? Because please do, and then tell me how easy it is.
I don't think I've gone 16 months without sex since I was 7 or 8. I'm not even lying.
That means you had sex when you were like 10. You're
yeah,
a gangster.
I did.
Were you raping people? Were you just raping people? You're just raping people, weren't you? You're like, hey, let's go on the slide. Next thing you know, you're just fucking dry humping the shit out of her. Teachers come over, they're like, what are you doing, Anti? What are you doing? Nothing, Mrs. Garrett.
This like 15-year-old hot girl in Maine raped me on a dock. But
nice.
Just licked
oh,
it.
Yeah. That's what we call it these days, huh? Rape.
No, but it wasn't, but what was kind of traumatic was, in all honesty, I think I was 12, and she was like 15, is, you know, like the next day she hit me with the pregnant shit, and clearly it was, you know, drama, and had no veracity to it, but my God, did I go into a panic. I started doing the arithmetic, like, dude, I'm fucking 12, you know, I can't have a kid, you know, and you know, at 12, you're not even firing, you're firing blanks, but, you know, she pulled a good that troll of my lifetime.
I have no sympathy for you.
No, neither do I. I actually enjoyed it.
Men, like, just claiming that they've been raped. No sympathy whatsoever. Oh, I got raped. She raped me. She manhandled me. She forced my dick to get hard, and then she forced it inside of her vagina. It doesn't happen. That's like people saying...
Men can be raped, too.
No, this is like... Well, yeah, in prison. So this is like people saying... You know, 37 dolphins rape humans every year. Probably, if you're naked and you're swimming in the water and they come up behind you and be like, tickle, tickle, here comes my pickle, yeah, you're going to get fucking raped. Why are you swimming naked in the first place? One thing that's not going to happen, those 37 people aren't going to walk into a police precinct and go, I got to file a report. I got raped by a dolphin. You know, that's what I want to know. How do they find out that there's 37 people that were raped by a dolphin? These people admitted to being raped by a dolphin. Are there police reports? Are there mug shots? Do they do a lineup of like seven dolphins? They're like, yep, that one right there with the big fin, he's the one. He fucking raped the shit out of me. I want to know these things. Inquiring to know.
I think that's a valid line of questioning, man. Like, is this a real thing? Like, do people actually get raped by dolphins?
Yeah, look it up. Go to the Google machine and say dolphin rapes human. Do it.
I will. It's worth a Google.
Well, did you know that dolphins actually have 12-inch penises?
I have heard something to the effect that they have the largest by ratio, the body size.
Imagine being the guy that's sitting in the emergency room who is profusely bleeding out of his ass. And the doctor goes, what happened here? And the guy's got to roll over, look him in the eye with a straight face and go, I got raped by a dolphin.
I've been wrapped.
He's like, the doctor's like, come again? He goes,
oh
no, no, no. I've already said it once. That's what happened. That's what I'm going with.
The world we live in. So if you type dolphins into your Google search bar, the third choice is dolphin rape.
That's the world we live in.
Dolphin-assisted birth is also dangerous, if you wanted to know. Do any of you guys know, oh, God, I hate my brain sometimes. He's actually a fucking genius scientist who did, John C. Lilly, did a lot of consciousness experiments, kind of was the vanguard of the isolation tank, and has done some of, like, the most comprehensive research on dolphin communication. He's worth putting in the old Google machine, John C. Lilly. There's been a couple awesome songs about him too. He may have been raped by a dolphin.
Dolphin rape victim. Yes, please.
Dolphin rape victim. Where do I sign up?
Sexually aggressive dolphin tries to get busy with scuba diver. It's on Huffington Post, so you know they're not going to show anything without blacking.
I mean, the reason that seems really weird to me is because then, you have to acknowledge that dolphins realize that we are, animals that can have sex.
Yeah.
That in itself is phenomenal.
Oh, there's a video.
There's several videos. But, Rebel, I think you'll particularly enjoy this little tidbit.
Hold on. I'm watching this video. This doesn't look like dolphin rape. He's just swimming around, Oh, there it is. Never mind. Yep. There's dolphin rape.
There is?
Oh, yeah, there's dolphin rape. This guy looks severely uncomfortable.
I need to rethink my
I'm looking at an article that's from Real Clear Science that says dolphin rape isn't rape. You'll find countless references to male dolphins raping female dolphins, males raping other male dolphins, gangbang rape, and even dolphins raping humans. This is not rape. Hey now, legal precedent. My goodness, that's dangerous journalism right there.
No, because next thing you know, dolphins are going to be like, all these humans are saying that we're raping people on the Google machine. Next thing you know, across your timeline comes an Excel sheet, dolphin versus 78 fucking Twitter users, and we're all in big fucking trouble.
Oh, fuck, and here comes another Subasco case.
Dolphins, report it! Here, a quick serious question. Puff said something about, not fucking with Mr. Camp. Was he serious? Because I would never want to fuck with somebody and get somebody else in trouble.
Wait, what?
He may have just been joking around, but in the chat room earlier, Puff said something about not fucking the fact that Puff is on that list is just so funny. But not to fuck with him, and one of my fears about this crazy Twitter thing is that, by accident, I would get somebody in trouble just because of me running my mouth. So
you are not going to get anybody in trouble talking about JoJo. Trust
okay.
me. We're so, all going to be okay.
So I can continue
what,
to call him
what
retarded.
Trouble? I mean, there is no trouble. He's a fucking
yeah,
idiot.
Yeah, I mean, have you met
the
internet?
End of it.
Yes, I 100% agree. I mean
because if that's the case,
delusion.
Then I'm suing all of you fuckers, and you guys just better get...
Except me.
I blame Danica Patrick.
Yeah, except you.
What did
Danica Patrick is a good one. No, that's a good one. I support that. Everything
she's
is Danica
hot.
Patrick's fault.
She
is
hot.
Like hell.
She walks
she
all full-legged
not.
Like she's got a fucking steering wheel stuck up her asshole.
Well, I'm
bullshit.
Sorry.
I've met Danica Patrick.
She's terrible.
I've met Danica Patrick. She's built like a 14-year-old boy. She's nothing sexy about her.
She drives like one, too.
This is Danica right here during a press conference. I'm a race car driver. I just want to be treated like one of the guys. Well, it ain't going to be fucking hard. You look like one of the guys. You walk like one of the guys. You're built like a brick shit house. And, I mean, what the fuck? I mean, I wouldn't want to put my penis inside of her. She'll break it off.
What's her top
three? She's a bitch.
Like,
you guys are just haters.
Wrong. There was an IndyCar race here in Edmonton for 8 years. I met Danica Patrick 3 or 4 times. It was such an inconvenience for her to have to leave her pit and talk to somebody who couldn't put money in her pocket. She's a total pain in the ass. An overrated driver. There's three women in IndyCar that can drive better than her, but she's Danica Patrick.
Are there really 3 other women in Indy?
Oh, right now, Simona DiSilvestro is driving IndyCar. Anna Beatrice is sometimes. Catherine Legg is, she's won, you know?
Yeah.
Catherine Legg keeps getting fucked out of a job. I don't know why.
Need I remind you, these are the 4 women that actually can drive in the United States.
Fuck you. Those 7 accidents mean nothing, okay?
Hey, we've reached the halfway point of our overtime, and it's time for the boys to talk. Can you go get us a couple sandwiches?
Hey, I actually make hella good sandwiches, so.
That'd be fantastic. So wiggle your little ass into the kitchen, and don't forget the mayo. The boys are going to talk about boy things.
Oh, okay. Let's hear how important all those boy things are.
My cat's laying on the couch laughing at that joke, by the way.
Whose cat?
My cat.
How's Nina?
Nina is, the same, I guess. I don't know.
She's Neens.
Are you guys friends still? Don't break my heart.
Still? We just started talking again like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Oh, all is well in the universe.
Didn't talk for like a year and a half.
Yeah. All that stuff. All that silly stuff.
Oh yes, all that so silly stuff. You're right. It was just so silly.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to belittle it. I'm just trying to pass over it with a, you know. Yeah.
No, don't worry. I probably laugh about it more than anybody else.
Well, it's your life, you know. You're allowed to talk about it. No, I'm not telling you what you're allowed to do and not. Don't get me wrong. I'm just.
Oh, but I am allowed to make sandwiches, right?
Oh, of course. As long as they have force meat on them, like salami, mortadella, liverwurst.
Who the fuck's getting in the car? What's going on?
Sorry, you guys can hear everything I'm doing.
Well, I know the sound of somebody getting in a car, that's for sure.
Glenn, she's out of mayonnaise. She's got to go to the fucking grocery store and get some goddamn mayonnaise.
Yeah, you just
give
me a fucking
sandwich.
List.
Clearly, she looked in the old crisper and there was no liverwurst.
No, I actually am such an awesome roommate and have to pick up my roommate every morning from work.
Oh, I see.
Morning? It's like 1:30 in the morning.
I didn't want
to. He's going to get off between like 2 and 6 every day. So.
Between 2 and 6? That's quite a span. What is he, a cable guy?
He's going to get off between 2 and 6. I didn't know that you would name both of your legs.
Come on, that's brilliant, dude. Fucking funny.
Was that spontaneous? Because that was really fucking good.
Goddamn right.
Oh, Lord. Dalek! I think Dalek's at work. You know, Dalek works.
Awesome!
Yeah, it is. Well, he works at a radio station, so he's probably like doing, you know, queuing up the news or something. But, hey, Rep, I'm so looking forward to the March Madness bracket. How many people are in? How many people are in so far?
We got 31 people signed up right now.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's sweet.
Yeah.
It really does. It does. I mean, betting does make sports a lot. It makes sports more fun. I have to.
You know who's not signed up?
Who?
Glenn.
Me.
Glenn?
Glenn's not signed up.
Glenn,
what's the fucking rush, man?
You up.
I mean, you can't pick for 10 days. What's the rush, man? Are you getting a percentage, or I don't understand?
Oh, he got you there.
Well, you can sign up whenever you want. I don't get shit from this. This thing's costing me a fucking ton of money.
Well, I understand that, but
are you
going to
open
up
a WePay?
I will never, ever, ever open up a WePay that would benefit myself. I have opened up a WePay before. I think Glenn has actually donated to that WePay, and it was for a family that had lost their home to a fire.
Yep,
far from me. And that $130 that we raised was put to good use. And I'm proud to say that those people are in a nice apartment, and did take care of a lot of stuff for them, and they have not bought a new house yet, but they're thinking of rebuilding on the site because they actually own the lot. So I'll keep you guys updated, but Glenn was awesome. One WePay have I ever started, and Glenn donated to it, and it was for a good cause.
Glenn is such an awesome guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to be semi-serious for a second, I am really happy to be to know you guys. You guys are good shits, man. It's good stuff.
Well, I fucking hate you.
Good. it all was right in the universe.
Bunch of fucking meth lab having bastards up there in Vermont.
Keep that on the DL. My Smurfs, man. Another report from South Beach. Adderall is currently streetwise worth more than cocaine.
Wow.
See what Cubans do to the economy?
What's that? Yeah,
I've never
exactly.
done Adderall.
It's literally more coveted than like good Fiscalia or Miami or something.
I've never done any good drugs.
You've never done any good drugs?
No.
We're going to have to fix that.
I'm not kidding
you.
Well,
I mean, that's a lie. But, yeah.
I used to, back in just after my college days, we used to snort Vicodin and cocaine mixed together.
Ooh. My favorite.
And it was by far the worst burning pain, followed by the most amazing energy rush / relaxation during beer pong that you've ever had in your entire life.
That's an Ivy League speedball right there, brother.
You're goddamn right it is.
That's what that is, man. with the desired effects. Beer pong and all.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than just fucking railing off for maybe 10 minutes and getting into like a beer pong tournament or playing some beer pong, you know, drinking some good beer. You got some good classic rock on. You're with like 15 of your buddies. You're having a good time. It doesn't get any better than that. I wish I could go back to those days sometime.
That's the glory days. Oh, you know, my wife and I in Miami watched one of the funniest things I've ever watched. Have you ever seen at a bar like a sports bar, they have the, you know, the speed bag, boxing bag, and it's attached like a monitor, and the harder you hit it, you know, you get a higher score.
Yeah.
We watched this dude. He was so fucked up on coke. Hit this bag for maybe 3 hours, dude, straight. And he broke his wrist. At least that was my non-medical assessment. He was so jacked up on it that at one point he missed the bag and hit the metal frame, and I'm pretty sure he smashed his wrist and, like, walked away from it. Next day at, like, 5 o'clock, I walked into the bar for a Corona, and the punching bag was out of order. And I should have filmed it because it was, dude, this guy hitting this thing, like, I mean, like, dude, I mean, he was going just full forward, jaw going back and forth, sweating profusely. And just,
no, you know what that was? Pent up daddy issues.
Yes, exactly, man. It was outstanding, dude. And he would, like, every once in a while, like just yell, like, who wants to challenge me?
Oh, yeah. Typical guy who was gay in high school, didn't want to go out for the cheerleading squad, but couldn't make the basketball squad. Dad was disappointed, so he's over there punching the bag. Daddy never loved me. Daddy doesn't accept me. Daddy used to touch me.
I think you broke that down just about perfectly.
Whoa.
And
Glenn's like, whoa.
I think the cocaine may have brought him some comfort in his state of shallow self esteem. But
you should have gone over there and hugged him.
I did, man, 3 times. You know,
you hugged him. You hugged him 3 times.
I was like, come on, man, stop hitting that bag, bro. He's like, Can't stop. Wah-bang! I mean, incessantly. I mean...
Yeah, daddy issues for sure.
For sure. I was trying to provoke him to try to get to hit me, but it didn't work.
Is that how you get your kicks, huh?
Okay,
go ahead.
I got to step in here. I got to get up in 5 hours. So that's it for me. I'm signing off.
So,
good show, guys.
Yo,
have a good night, Glenn.
I'll email you the details of the shirts. They went out today.
Yep.
All 8 of them, I think. 7 or 8. But I did record it. They're out. They're on their way. So just to confirm that we're in good shape.
Yeah, there's one more coming now. I finally got an answer tonight.
Cool.
I need my shirt.
Yeah, just keep them coming, man. I'll get a bunch more made. I mean, you know, and then fuck it. Just we'll give, you know, the proceeds to, you know, whoever's in trouble. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I need $150,000 to pay off the government. So.
That might exceed the expected revenue from the t-shirts.
Can I get a t-shirt that says hacked by @CanadianGlenn?
Yet.
Those haven't been made. I've got one that says hacked by Schmoop, signed by him, but I don't really? think hacked by Canadian Glenn has any credence.
I would wear one of those.
I'd wear it.
I don't hack, man. I don't hack. It's just, it doesn't make any sense.
Hey,
fine.
I'm getting pulled over. I gotta go.
Are you serious?
Okay.
Bye.
Let me talk to the cop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get you off. Right between 7 and 2.
Oh, man.
No, I want a shirt. Before Glenn goes, I want a shirt that says, "My girlfriend's panties were hacked by @CanadianGlenn.
Done.
Okay, done. Now you're just getting silly, man. That's
I need a ladies small in pink, and I'll give it to my girlfriend and she'll love it.
Dude.
That's just silly.
Do you and never mind. I'll ask you later. But I do. I'm sending you to these two basketball jerseys I have. I think you'll appreciate them more. I bet you have a nice man cave you could hang them up on.
You talking to me or Glenn?
To you.
No, it's you. Yeah,
me.
You. I have a Bob Lanier, throwback jersey, and it's signed. And then the other one I have isn't signed. But I want you to have them.
Nice. Glenn, you want to buy a couple basketball jerseys?
No, thanks.
It's so perfect. Dude, don't let me see them up on your Etsy store.
Okay, guys, I got to go.
All
good
right.
Night.
Yeah, I actually better go too. I actually have to get up for a meeting tomorrow, which is a joke. But, much love. Rebel, thank you for everything, man.
You got it. Absolutely. Hopefully the bunny doesn't get a ticket.
Yeah, right? That's wild.
Poor Sarah.
She's a good girl and a really good girl. She won't get a ticket. She's sober as a judge. And clearly she said she never does drugs, so she'll be fine. She'll be all right. But, Dalek, thanks, my brother. Let's talk tomorrow. And
Okay, you go first real quick, sorry.
No, all good. And, Rebel, I want to have Gonzo on if you could nudge him in my direction.
I will get him on. He never really popped on Twitter today. He does that. He disappears for 2 or 3 days, and then he seems to butt in on every conversation. But if you get Gonzo on, you're going to have to do a legit 2-hour show because he's going to talk for most of it.
Without question. We will. I would like to have him on and prepare for the show, write up some stuff. He's a smart dude, and I'd love to pick his brain on a couple things. And I think it would be interesting radio. So we can shoot for that. But Dalek, I'll start putting together our next episode and hit you up tomorrow, man.
Yeah, just one more thing I want to ask you. I have a guy named Derek J. Friedman. He's a really great guy. He does Peace News Now. It's a libertarian-minded radio show. It's really fun. It's a lot of energy. He's a really good person. I mean, just all-around great guy. Do you think, I was kind of thinking of considering him to get onto the show. Would that be awesome?
That would be awesome. Dalek, you get anybody on, it's awesome.
All right.
Yeah. Like I lurk on your timeline, man. You have a lot of super cool people following you. That would be awesome. You give me a name and some parameters on what arena the individual is in. I'll research it, learn about it, and we'll do a great show.
Yeah,
Dalek. If you can get a dolphin rape victim on the show, I will give you $200 cash.
But it doesn't.
Okay, I will do that real quick.
Count if you go out and get yourself raped by a dolphin.
No,
damn
always
it.
Wear protection when you're swimming. Don't wear something where the dolphins can use the defense of, the way they're dressed, they're asking for it. It's called the flounder defense. We don't want to deal with that. The dolphins have a good lawyer. Most of the dolphins have been represented by Jay Leiterman. So we don't want to mess around with that.
I was torn a little bit. JoJo took a couple pot shots at Leiterman, but my allegiances were torn for a moment. But I'm glad to hear he's back on the side of sanity. Holy shit, what a riot! But let's get him on, Dalek. Seriously, get him on. And I'll do the necessary research and put some questions together so he knows it's not a, you know, a hack time. You know how we roll when we have serious guests, bro. We pull it together. We got our shoot-the-shit episodes and we got our serious episodes.
Yeah, I don't call in during serious episodes. I let you guys work. I let you guys work during serious episodes. When you have laid-back shoot-the-shit episodes, it's like, you know, it's like break time, so I call in and hang out with you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude.
That's why you're the best.
And also,
call.
Rebel, challenge accepted. Challenge accepted, brother.
You going to get a rape victim?
Yes.
A dolphin rape victim. Now, this dolphin rape victim, there are two things that need to be validated for you to get that money. The first one is the dolphin will have to have come, not necessarily in the person, but out of its own penis. Number two, the dolphin penis would have to be, the victim would have to have the dolphin penis inserted inside of him at least 2.5 inches to be considered rape. So if you can clear those two hurdles and bring me a dolphin rape victim live on your airwaves, I will not drive to Colorado, but I will mail you a check.
Yeah, I bet you would too, man. Do it, Alex. Can you imagine the hilarity? Oh, man. As far as the, like a full pull-out scenario would qualify, or do you need a little dribble, like on the human?
There doesn't need to be video evidence, but there will have been a white cloud in the water.
A white cloud.
There would have been splooge.
There has to be splooge. There has to be penetration. 2.5 inches minimal.
Saying. It's got to be in there.
Do it, Alex.
There's got to be anal penetration.
Does there have to be any rupturing?
No rupturing.
Okay. Then that makes that doable.
Some type of anal penetration. And it's got to be verified. I mean, let's be honest. When you're in the ocean, there's no air fresheners on the wall, so there's not cameras everywhere. You got to be able to verify this information.
Bonafide, 100%.
Oh!
Okay. Yo, I love you too, guys. Be easy, rest well. And,
peace out.
Wish me luck on an early meeting. Not very good at those.
Good luck on your early meeting. I hope you knock it out of the fucking park. And if all else fails, just blurt out, Dolphin Raper, Danica Patrick. They'll be like, that's the fucking funniest thing I've ever heard. Yeah, good job.
That'll end the meeting right there. We'll all be out. It'll be
that's
done.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. They're like, give that guy a fucking medal. Make sure there's a bottle opener on it. That guy's cool as hell.
I work with people who have to meet about meetings to meet about a meeting to make a decision.
Aren't they the worst? The meeting.
It's honestly crazy. It's just not just like, I don't know. It's like a neoliberal sort of behavior pattern, you know, meet about meetings, meet, and then we'll meet again, and then we'll meet one more time. Yeah, it's just, I do think things with me in the kitchen, they're black and white. It's like they're either done or they're not. Keeps it simple. But, yo, much respect, much love. Reb, you're the best, man. Dalek, you're the best.
Awesome. Good job, guys. Good show.
Yo, thanks, Reb. Dalek.
Peace out, guys.
Peace, bud.
Peace out. We'll talk later.